Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The biggest part for me is just like doing everything I can on a day-to-day basis, not getting too far ahead. I think that's the key to success for me, and you know, doing everything for my body to keep myself healthy and strong. Mm-hmm. And like I said, every day, take it one day at a time. Don't get your sights out too far ahead of yourself.
Drives one to deep center field. Mitch Haniger. How about that? Mitch Haniger, his first major league homer.
Mitch Haniger has been an absolute rock in the Mariners lineup the past 6 years when healthy and is currently a pending free agent. But how did he get to this point? Mitch was born and raised in the Bay Area in California, where he attended Archbishop Mitty High School in San Jose. He was drafted by the Mets in the 31st round coming out of high school, but decided to attend Cal Poly to continue his baseball career. He was named the 2010 Big West Conference Freshman of the Year, and during his junior year, winning the 2012 Big West Conference Player of the Year after batting .346 with a league-leading 13 home runs and 64 RBIs. After his junior year, he was drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers in the end of the first round, the 38th overall selection, which was a supplemental pick given to the Brewers since they lost Prince Fielder to the Tigers in that prior offseason. Mitch spent 2013 in the low minor leagues for the Brewers, after which in July of 2014, the Brewers traded Haniger along with Anthony Banda to the Arizona Diamondbacks in exchange for Gerardo Parra. He would progress through the minor leagues over the next 2 years, after which on August 16th, 2016, he made his MLB debut.
I was in AAA in Nashville, Tennessee, and our manager came up to me and was asking me if I was going to hit that inning, and I was like, yeah, I hope so. I'm up fifth. Like, I hope it gets to me. And he was like, well, you're not. You're coming out of the game because you're going up to the big leagues. Probably got like an hour and a half of sleep. The next morning on the plane to Arizona from Nashville, and then played that night against the Mets. I had a couple of close friends on the team, and they just came over and welcomed me and walked around the clubhouse to get familiar with everything and just get to work.
First ball of the game is put in play to the rookie Haniger in left field, and he makes the catch. The jitters are gone, at least momentarily.
I faced Noah Syndergaard the first three at-bats. Strikeout, ground out, and then I got up runners on first and third and hit a triple to right center.
It's a two-run triple for Mitch Haniger, his first hit in the big leagues.
And then my final at-bat, I hit a double over the left fielder's head.
Drive to left, extra bases, up against the wall.
Judy and Waltz, they're on their feet from Santa Clara.
Very excited, proud. My mom was crying, and my dad was pretty pumped. I don't know if he was crying or not, but he was excited.
During this game, Haniger became the first Diamondbacks player in history to have a triple with his first career hit, and the first Diamondback to have three RBIs in their first game. 3 short months later, in November of 2016, the Diamondbacks traded Mitch Haniger, Gene Segura, and Zach Curtis to the Seattle Mariners in exchange for Taijuan Walker and Ketel Marte.
It was a slow process, but every day I kind of was like, wow, I think this is going to be really good. It's helping. In the offseason, I was hitting some balls, you know, right center and in right field, and spraying the ball everywhere and just feeling like I can cover every pitch in the zone.
I took it to another level and actually really said, okay, I'm going to start doing this stuff in games.
I got more feel of my swing and could feel things that in the past I'd hear guys talking about that I didn't really feel, and a lot more things started to click and make sense. I'm Mitch Haniger, and I'm new to the Blue.
Haniger would begin 2017 batting second for the Mariners, and through the month of April was batting .342 with the OPS of 1.054. He was the early Rookie of the Year favorite before hitting the injured list with an oblique injury that sat him out for 42 games. He would then miss another 18 games after getting hit in the face by Jacob deGrom. He would finish the year strong, ending with a .282 batting average with 16 home runs, 47 RBIs through his 96 games played. 2018 was Mitch's breakout year, as he finished with a .285 batting average with 26 home runs, 93 RBIs, along with 12 assists in his 157 games played. He also finished 2018 11th in MVP voting and with a trip to the All-Star game.
For me, just trying to pick up something every day, and anytime I have an opportunity to talk to a really good player, someone who's successful and outside of baseball, I want to learn, you know, what makes them great and see if it can apply to my game and, you know, help me on the field or even off the field mental stuff. So always trying to learn. I think that's the key.
And then we moved to 2019. To start the year, through 63 games, Mitch was batting .220 with 15 home runs and 32 RBIs before on June 6th against the Astros, he fouled off a ball and ruptured his testicle. Then while rehabbing from this injury and getting ready for the 2020 season, he sustained another injury which led to a herniated disc in his back, which then put him on the shelf for all of the shortened 2020 season. He had clarified that he felt healthy all offseason and only incurred this setback upon resuming baseball activities. Mitch was determined to come back healthy for the 2021 season, and that he did. Mitch would come back in 2021 to set career highs in plate appearances, runs scored, home runs, and RBIs, and would finish the year with a .253 batting average with 39 home runs and 100 RBIs. His 39 home runs and 110 runs scored would lead the team, and he would finish 20th in AL MVP voting after playing in 157 games.
High fly ball, out to left field, Verdugo at the wall, gone!
Kyle, when you saw Mitch a couple years ago and he came back from the surgeries, what did he look like to you? It looked, you know, he was so skinny and he just was weak looking almost. And to see where he's at now, can you believe that's the same guy?
Well, not looking almost. He absolutely looked weak, right? I mean, he, you know, the surgeries he went through, the things he's had to do, I mean, it's truly incredible. You know, he's a very, you know, very gifted athletically, you know, obviously, but, you know, his work ethic and his, you know, fight and his ability to, you know, kind of, I don't know, assess situations and, you know, figure out what he has to do to make himself better. And, you know, the amount of time and energy that he puts into his craft is truly second to none.
And his season would be capped off on this 4-for-5 game before the Mariners would come up just two games short of making a wild card spot and ending their playoff drought.
Biggest pitch of the year here for the Mariners. 3-2, bases loaded. Cishek, the pitch. Base hit left field.
The Mariners came close, but they missed the playoffs yet again. Mitch then published an article in the Players Tribune, letting fans know that the players were not satisfied.
Did you have a chance to read what Mitch Haniger wrote in the Players Tribune?
I did. I loved it. Immediately sent him a text. And yeah, anything that is well thought out, that is heartfelt like that, I believe was heartfelt. That did not come in 30 seconds of reaction or, you know, emotionality. That was a well thought out from the heart piece. And I thought it was incredibly well done. And I thought Mitch gave us a little window into the way he thinks or where his mind is right now. And I thought it was refreshing. And you know, I sent him a simple text, amazing. You know, I thought it was really well done. And it hit the heart, and I agree with him, frankly, on almost everything he said.
I love that he says, I hope the other teams in the league are reading this and they understand we're about to get after it in the offseason. We're coming for one of those playoff spots and more. I think that's a really almost kind of, you know, goosebump-inducing kind of a quote.
And with Haniger becoming a free agent after the 2022 season, the conversation shifted to if an extension would get done.
When we had talked about Mitch before the season ended, I know you had said, and I was asking you about the possibility of an extension. And I know it takes two parties to reach an extension. Does this give you some hope or optimism that maybe Mitch is interested in being here long term?
I've never not had hope that Mitch wants to be here long term. I believe that he enjoys playing here. I know he loves the city, and I know he loves his teammates. This is it's a very close team emotionally. If I did have a sense as to whether an extension was possible, I wouldn't air it on the radio this morning. But I've always had the belief that this is where Mitch wants to be, and if that works out and we're able to come together on it somewhere down the road, then that'll be a wonderful outcome for both of us.
Mitch played in the first 8 games of the Mariners 2022 season before coming down with COVID, after which in his first plate appearance back, he would roll his ankle.
Now reaches for this and dumps it into left field for a base hit. Good start for Mitch Haniger.
He's in for some pain. That did not look good.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's leaving the ball game.
Yep. Yeah.
Has to.
Did not look good.
One at bat into his return.
He would head back to the injured list and miss 88 games until he would play again.
Haniger will need some attention.
Mitch would make his return on August 6th and finish the remainder of the year healthy, finishing with a .246 batting average with 11 home runs and 34 RBIs through his 57 games played in 2022.
One Seattle. We know! Peace on the world! The heart of that team, I'm telling you, Mitch Haniger, he's coming through clutch year in and year out, and certainly this year, he's not wasting any time. He is doing his thing.
And hey, Mitch got his wish. The drought was ended. So, another year dealing with fluke injuries, and over the 5 seasons Haniger has played in the major leagues, not including the year of his call-up, or the year in 2020 in which he missed the entire season, Haniger has averaged just 106 games played per 162-game season over those 5 years that he's played. Although the injuries have been there, his 162-game average is currently at a .261 batting average with 32 home runs, 93 RBIs, and an .811 OPS. As I mentioned, Haniger is currently a free agent, and we don't know if he's going to be signing with the Mariners on a short-term deal or if he'll be heading elsewhere this offseason. If he's played his final days in Seattle, Mitch, we all thank you. But selfishly, as a fan, I hope he stays. Thank you for watching, and if you haven't already, go check out the remainder of my player profile series. And if you made it this far, I'd appreciate it if you hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, give it a share, and we'll see you next time.
All right, guys, goodbyes only. Don't forget it. Stop it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.